This episode of the AM Archives contains violence. Listener discretion is advised.
What do you mean he's dead?
She killed him. Stabbed him and left him bleeding all over the hole.
Oh, God.
His body, we need to... I just left him there and he's...
Whoa, John, wait. We need to figure out what to do with her first.
How long do we expect she'll be unconscious?
I put her in a modified sleeper hold, so...
That's super speed.
Yeah, she won't be out long.
Barring any complications with the serum, of course.
Right.
And may I ask why you know how to do such a thing, Agent Crawford? That is not standard AM training.
No, it's not. Not for agents. Atypicals get slightly different training, as I'm sure you know, ma'am.
I see. Joan. Joan, are you?
I should have known.
I'm sorry?
I should have known that you'd be the death of one of us someday.
You can't put this on me, Joan. What Helen did is Helen's fault and her fault alone.
No, it's not. It is her fault, but not only her fault. We're all complicit in this, in what Helen is and in what she did.
Joan, I think you should go and sit down somewhere. Let me handle this. You don't look well.
I am fine.
Joan, she's right. You're really pale.
Everyone, shut up!
I would remind you that I am an acting deputy director, Dr. Bright, and as
I
such...
I don't give a flying fuck what your title is, Ellie. This is my facility, and I am currently soaked in the blood of my co-director, so please do me the courtesy of keeping your hollow concern to yourself and let me do my job.
Joan?
You were right. You were right, Agent Crawford. We can't think about Director Green at the moment. He will have to wait. Right now, we have two extremely pressing issues. The first is the very dangerous woman lying at our feet, and the second is...
Alex.
Yes.
And who is Alex?
From Luminary Media, you're listening to the AM Archives. This is our finale, episode 16, People Like Us, by Lauren Shippen.
I've got it here, but how the hell
do we have another fire extinguisher?
Yes, the one from the security room. Oh, okay, that's not...
Yeah, that's not working at all.
The curtains are starting to catch on fire.
Why are there even curtains in here to begin with?
Jesus, we have to do something!
What the hell is going on out here?
Use your eyes, dumbass! Everything is on fire!
Okay, well, technically just that side of the room is on fire,
not
everything.
Would you two can it? We have a crisis here!
Well, just give him more sedative!
Would you like to volunteer to stick your hands in there?
I'll do it!
Max, no! You'll make your burns even worse!
Even if we figure out how to give him the sedative, it's clearly not working anymore and it might just make things worse!
What, worse than this?
Next time you could go nuclear.
Oh, well, I guess it's a good thing I have another vial of serum then.
What?
Would that be helpful, do you think? I can't tell over all the screaming.
Yes, it would be fucking helpful.
Where is it?
So you do want me to help.
Just all over.
Okay, all right. I've got it. Keep your hair on, Jesus.
No. By all means, take your time.
Look alive, hotshot.
Oh, my
Oliver,
God.
Oliver, you really think tossing the only vial of the serum we have is a good idea?
Relax. I've got the hang of it now. I can always make more.
I have a feeling we're going to need it.
Okay, we still have the same problem. How do we defuse this guy while he's... You know, you're
really, really on fire?
Yeah.
Well, don't look at me. I've done my part.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Is he?
Okay, we need to do something.
Maybe I can go really fast and then blink away.
Wait, fast? Where's Jackson? He can do it.
I'm not sure we have time to wait for Soldier
Look,
Boy.
I've got this.
No, Max, you can't. Your hands.
I've got this, Sam. Everyone, just be quiet.
Okay, what are you waiting for?
Shh, I just need to concentrate.
Mark, give me the vial. Max, I'll load up the syringe, so all you have to do is aim and push.
Wait, you mean, I thought your ability didn't work under stress.
Well, there's a first time for everything.
Oh, what a fun moment to experiment.
Everyone hushed up, let her concentrate. Okay, the syringe is in my hand. I'm gonna get as close to Alex as I can and leave my hand open so you can do your thing. You can do this, Max. I believe in you.
Right, okay. I can do this. Okay, that's good. Don't go any closer. I've got this.
That's it. You're doing it.
Where do I aim?
His arm, if you can manage, but honestly...
Okay, anywhere is fine. You just need to get it into his bloodstream.
Okay, that's as close as I can get without melting the syringe.
Do you have a good grip on it?
Yeah, I think so.
All right, just aim and then on the count of three, push it into his arm as quick as you can, okay?
Okay.
One, two, three.
I did it. I can't believe I did it.
I can.
Oh,
sorry, I didn't mean to.
It's just, you know, the burns.
Right, sorry, I'll...
You can hug me later.
Right. That was amazing.
Very impressive, young lady.
It really was, yeah.
Do you think he's okay?
Oh, that's incredible. Not a singe on him.
He was waking up, though, wasn't he? He sounded like he was in pain.
He just looks like he's sleeping.
Maybe the station is...
No!
Oh my god!
What the hell? Where am I? What's that?
Hey, man, you're okay. It's okay. You're okay.
How am I not?
On fire?
Yeah. Who the hell are you guys? Where am I?
Okay, I gotta say, you're pretty alert for someone who's been in a coma for years.
Adrenaline. Alex's adrenaline is what caused the flare-ups, or at least that's how Owen explained it. Dr. Sharp was always telling him about the adrenaline.
Yeah. I'm sorry, what? That still doesn't explain who any of you people are.
We're the AM, Alex. We're here to help you.
No, I've been to the AM. I don't remember much, but this sure as hell isn't it.
You're not in Los Angeles anymore. You're in Massachusetts. We've been working on
Here.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wait. Where's Dr. Sharp? She was the one that was helping me.
Well,
she's dead. I'm sorry.
Oh, what happened?
We'll tell you everything, Alex, but first, how are you feeling?
You mean, am I gonna blow up at any second?
Well, yeah.
No. No, I don't think I am.
Oh, thank God.
So she did it, huh? Serum works?
Yeah. She did it.
You're telling me you've had a nuclear bomb in your facility for the past few months? And you didn't think it was important to tell headquarters?
Sharp thought it was best to keep it to ourselves.
So she decided to lie about his condition.
We've been handling it.
Clearly you haven't. Not to mention, you've been secretly working on an ability suppressant, something you would have crucified me for attempting.
Is this really news to you, Ellie? Don't you have this whole place wired?
I have been trying to form new habits, Dr. Bright.
As have we all.
Agent Crawford, do you think you could go-
On it.
He's dealt with Alex during a flare-up before, so if it does come to that...
And now you and I have to decide what to do with Helen.
I'm surprised you don't already have a plan in mind.
You know, Joan, you've never been very good at letting people grow.
Excuse me?
You hold yourself to an impossible standard. Punish yourself for every tiny mistake, and you expect everyone else to do the same thing, but people do change.
I know that.
Then can you trust me when I say that I'm trying to do better?
Trust you? No. Believe you? Maybe. I believe that you trust what you're saying is true.
I heard you got electrocuted.
What?
when Sydney tried to escape. You got caught in the crosshairs.
Yes.
That must have been terrifying.
It was.
Do you understand me a little bit better now?
Maybe a little. That's the problem.
Fear drives us to do terrible things.
That's not an excuse.
No, it's not.
They did it.
Did what?
The serum. Oliver made more and gave it to Alex, and he's awake. He seems fine.
This serum. Does Mr. Ritz have the formula for it?
We are not simply going to hand it over, Ellie.
You may not trust me, Joan, but I don't actually have plans to deprive every single atypical of their ability. But this Alex Chen is not the only individual who has experienced complications with their power. Headquarters has the ability to manufacture a suppressant on a larger scale, run actual legal drug trials, and provide the option to atypicals who may want it.
And isn't it convenient that you could keep someone like Helen permanently harmless?
I think we can all agree that Helen isn't harmless, even without her ability. I don't have a good solution for her. For people like her. I'm not too proud to admit that.
Whatever we do, we can't keep shoving people into basements and hoping for the best.
All due respect, Agent Crawford, but you're new here.
All due respect? Director Wadsworth, but unless you've also spent time in the AM facility as a subject, I have more perspective than you do.
He's right.
Be that as it may, we need immediate action. I've already called in a containment team.
I knew it. I knew you already had a scheme.
As well as a medical professional for Owen and Dr. Sharp. Where is he? I'd like to see him before they take him away.
I suppose that'd be them.
They are prompt.
Agent Crawford, would you mind going out to greet them?
Of course.
You should go clean up, Joan. It's over now.
It's never over. Where will you take them?
The morgue. We can discuss funeral arrangements. The AM will pay for everything, of course, and there will be an internal investigation, though.
You know what happened. I saw what happened.
I'm very sorry, Joan.
Me too.
Owen never deserved. I'm just sorry.
Joni?
Oh, it's you.
Hello, Mark.
Joni, are you okay?
I'm fine. Fine. It's all. Well, I, Owen, we have to plan the funeral and, we have to alert his family.
Joan, I'm so sorry. I'm so, so sorry.
Me too. And Andrea, she tried so hard to make things right, and then she did it, but she'll never know.
I know. But we'll remember, okay? We'll remember what she did. What they both did.
Everyone should... You should all go home and get some rest. I'll escort Helen to headquarters and return on Monday.
What's going to happen to her?
She'll be charged with a double homicide.
Will she actually be tried, or will the government just toss her somewhere else?
I don't know. I am trying to change things.
Yeah, right.
But changing the AM is like steering a very large ship in a new direction. It isn't easy, and it takes time.
Not everyone has that time.
True. And Helen made sure that two members of this institution had their time cut short. She doesn't get to walk away scot-free simply because she's an atypical.
Oh, looks like the cavalry came after all.
Hello, Mr. Ritz.
Wadsworth. Never thought I'd see you in the light of day. I didn't even realize it was morning. Oh, God, is this what fresh air is? Has it always been this good?
Nothing like years in a basement to make you appreciate the sunlight. Trust me, I know.
Enough to make anyone murderous. I'm sorry. I don't process grief very well, and, you know, the years without sunlight didn't actually make me more capable of dealing with complex emotions, so I just, you know.
Is everyone okay?
More or less.
Annabelle?
Samantha.
How is Alex?
He's remarkably stable. Sleeping now.
That's good.
Pierce. Go up to the ICU and monitor the patient in there. Is his file?
All his information is in that room.
He's a pyrokinetic with a history of spontaneous combustion. Call me if there are any flare-ups, and we'll send in a relief team in a few hours.
Yes, ma'am.
You can't just
Dr. Pierce is one of our finest. She trained with Dr. Sharp and is fully capable of watching a man sleep. Unless you have another MD somewhere in the building who's still breathing.
Ellie.
I'm sorry. There was, that was out of line. I'm tired.
We're all tired.
Then I suggest that you all...
How many people did you call?
That's not one of ours.
Mr. Sandoval?
Hello, Margaret. Mags. I see you've been dealing with our testy pyrokinetic.
He's doing better now.
Well, I'm glad to hear it. I have a salve that might help with your hands.
Of course you do.
Mr. Sandoval, what are you doing here?
When Deputy Director Wadsworth put in an emergency call, the order was alerted, as is protocol.
Yes, well, we've got things under control.
Well, two people are dead.
And if we followed the order's zero containment policy, there might be even more.
That is a gross oversimplification of the issue.
Is now the best time for this argument?
Of course. My apologies.
Why are you here, Lee?
I thought I may be able to provide assistance. I should have been here when you started releasing the Tier 5s. I thought you could handle it, but clearly that was negligence on my part.
Hey, man, I don't know who you are, but you better not be insulting my sister's capabilities.
It was a complex situation, and I should have recognized its complexity. I'm sorry.
Yes, well, it's a little too late now for apologies.
Of course. If I may, I'd like to give Mr. Ritz a lift out of here.
Excuse me?
Me?
Yes, you. I understand you're a free man, and there's something I'd like to discuss with you.
Yeah, okay, why not? I mean, getting into a car with a strange man surely can't lead to something worse than the past few years.
I'm glad you feel that way.
All right. Well, lead the way, Mr.
Sandoval.
Sandoval. Yeah.
Pleased to meet you, Mr. Ritz. Your reputation precedes you.
Oh, finally, someone who understands.
I'll be in touch soon.
Great.
So I guess I'll just...
Wait, I still need to, the money?
Right. Yeah, the money. Well, why don't I come by sometime next week? Strictly above ground, and we can talk about it. You know, I'd like to check in on Alex, if that's okay, see how Dr. Sharp's serum is working.
Right.
Hmm.
Yeah, that'd be good.
And hey, you and me can, it'd be nice to have someone else who understands what it's like to go back into a place that kept you.
Yeah.
And I'd like to visit Alex, too.
Me and two coma guys, sounds fun.
Director Wadsworth, they're asking for you.
I need to get going. but I'll be back in a few days to check in on you all. The facility is more or less empty, is it not? I'll leave one of the medical team here to monitor Alex, but the rest of you, take the week. Try to get some sleep.
Sleep. Right. Like that's gonna happen.
How are you?
Terrible. You?
Terrible.
Sorry for being reckless. Again.
I'm sorry for being bullheaded. Again. To you too, Joan. I should have listened to you. I think maybe we should talk about my role here. I don't think... there may be better people to make the big decisions.
That's just the trauma talking.
Are you okay?
No. I'm not sure I ever will be. But we have to keep going anyway.
Yeah. Could I... I know you guys... You space to talk... And Morin and everything, but Owen, he...
We'll do it all together. We're family, Sam. Nothing is gonna change that.
Thank you, Joan. Max, are you all right?
No. I think I might be going into shock. Is that a thing with burns?
Okay, we need to get you to a hospital.
We can't go to a normal hospital, Sam. You know that.
A regular doctor can treat your non-atypical burns, and then you're coming home with me.
What?
I just meant, you can't exactly stay in your apartment alone when you can barely use your hands. And I have a guest bedroom and everything, so just let me take care of you, Max. Please?
I guess having you as my nursemaid wouldn't be so bad.
You really are in shock.
No, I'm not.
Okay, I'm going to take her to a doctor.
Sam, you don't have a car, remember?
Oh, right.
You don't?
Driving is complicated for me.
Right.
Go upstairs and see Dr. Pierce. If she's as good as Ellie says, I'm sure she can handle some burns. We can drive you to Sam's later.
Come on, Max.
I don't really want to go back in there.
I know. Neither do I, but...
We have to, don't we?
I think we can handle it.
Yeah.
Jackson, Could you give us a moment?
Yeah, of course. I'll go start to clean up.
No, you don't have to do that.
It's okay. Someone has to, and you shouldn't. It's okay.
Are you all right, Mark?
Huh?
You look... Well... I've seen that face before. It's the same face you make when I steal your ice cream.
My ex-girlfriend falling for someone else is kind of low on my list of concerns right now. You're still... There's blood all over you. How can you be thinking about me right now?
I don't know. Honestly, instinct? Well, I think there's a good chance that I'm in shock, too. I still don't. It doesn't feel real. None of it feels real.
I know.
How did I get so many things so wrong?
You tried, Joan. That's all any of us can do.
Thank you.
Hey, Max. You're here early.
Could say the same to you. Thought you'd be soaking up every minute of our week off.
I don't know. I've been feeling kind of anxious. Okay, I woke up at 4 a.m. and couldn't get back to sleep.
I know what you mean. Sam was tossing and turning all night.
Oh, was she now?
No, it's not like that. Calm down. Well, I mean, it might be like that. But not yet. I don't think either of us are ready to jump into anything after...
Yeah. Yeah. It's been hard to sleep.
Exactly. Sometimes having someone else there, just there, it helps.
How are your hands?
Getting better. That salve that Lee sent me is actually really helping a lot. I cannot figure that guy out.
Yeah. I think it's probably worth checking in on whatever he and Oliver are up to.
Probably.
Agent Crawford, good. I'm glad you're here.
Joan? Dr. Bright? Good morning. How are you?
Are we reverting back to codenames for some reason?
No, sorry, Mags. I'm still a bit... well... discombobulated, I guess. It'll take more than a week for me to...
I know.
I wanted to speak to you, Jackson.
Of course.
I wanted to thank you for everything that you did last week and for, well, for coming back.
I wouldn't just abandon you after all that. As in all of you, not just you. You know, this whole facility.
I'm glad. We have a lot more work to do.
What's happening with Helen?
Wadsworth is trying to get her in front of a judge and jury.
People who know about atypicals?
Yes, which is proving difficult, of course. But I think the Order has a protocol for such things.
I'm sure they do.
But we should start talking about what our protocol should be.
What do you mean?
We all agree, at least the people at this facility, that locking people up is not a solution. We're here to provide a service, not punish people for being different or making a mistake.
Right.
But there are still... well, atypicals are no different from regular humans in the end. There are still people who seek to hurt others, and I don't know how to handle those cases.
Honestly, I don't either. But I do know that there's not a one-size-fits-all solution. The AM can't continue to treat atypicals, even the violent ones, like they're all the same.
I agree.
Joan, how are you doing, truly?
Honestly, horrible. Grief is never a straightforward thing, but my relationships with Andrea and Owen, well, they were particularly complicated.
So the grieving is particularly complicated too?
Yes.
Well, if you ever need to talk to someone, you know.
Thank you, Jackson. I think I should probably practice what I preach and go to therapy. But I'll let you know when I need someone to drink with. Do you like scotch?
Love it.
Excellent. For the moment, we have work to do.
When do you think we'll be able to reopen?
Actually, we have a new patient this morning. It's a simple case, a low-level telepath, not at risk of harm or revealing themselves to the public, but they're young and scared about what's happening to them.
Yeah, I can understand that.
I'd like you to talk to them.
Really?
Yes. Before he...
Owen was really impressed with you. He liked how you talk to the clients. You make people feel comfortable, safe. You make me feel safe.
I am very glad to hear that, Joan.
They'll be in the intake room at 9. Come to my office after you show them around and we'll talk about it.
Thank you, Joan.
For what?
For trusting me.
Thank you for being easy to trust.
I know this all seems kind of scary. This building is huge and imposing, but I think if you give us a chance, you'll see that we're not just some big, cold organization. We're here to help you. The name sucks, I know. But we're not spies, we're not watching you. We're looking out for you. We get it. What it's like to live on the outside of things, to feel like you're alone. Like the things that make you different are always going to make your life hard. We want to make your life better. That's what the AM is for. It's for people like us.
Is brought to you by Luminary Media and is a production of Atypical Artists. This episode was written by Lauren Shippen. In it, you heard the voices of Julia Morizawa as Dr. Bright, Ian McEwen as Agent Green, Lauren Shippen as Sam, Alex Marshall Brown as Wadsworth, Andrew Nowak as Mark, Dion Earle as Jackson, Bryce Charles as Mags, Christian Brune as Oliver Ritz, Felipe Figueroa as Lee Sandoval, Octavia Bray as Dr. Pierce, and Mao Sun as Alex Chen. This episode was directed by Lauren Shippen and sound designed by Misha Stanton. Original score by Evan Cunningham. The AM Archives was produced by Lauren Shippen, Jordan Cope, Brigham Snow, and Evan Cunningham. Written by Lauren Shippen, Octavia Bray, Caitlin Schneiderhan, and Megan Fitzmartin, and sound designed by Misha Stanton, Anna Rodriguez, and Brandon Grugel. The AM Archives is based in the Bright Sessions universe, created by Lauren Shippen. To listen to the original series, visit thebrightsessions.com. And to listen to other Atypical shows, go to atypicalartists.co. And that brings us to the end of this chapter. We hope you enjoyed your time with the Atypical Monitors, and if you'd like to tell people about the show, please find us on Twitter at the AM Archives or in the hashtag for people like you. And as always, thank you for listening, and stay strange.